There are few places in the U.S. that don't have some sort of a crisis hotline, a toll-free number that you can call if you're alone and somehow in trouble. One of the first hotlines in the country was started shortly after the 1969 Woodstock Music Festival by a group called the Family of Woodstock. It was very much a product of the time. But as Lisa Phillips of member station WAMC reports, the Family Hotline is still running strong.
There's a lot going on in Family of Woodstock's front office. The free store is open with day-old baked goods and used clothing for the taking. A woman and her toddler wait to talk to a caseworker. Book editor Tom Sherwin is manning the hotline.
Family, Tom speaking.
Despite the bustle around him, Sherwin, who's been volunteering on the hotline for 10 years, focuses completely on the caller.
I have some time.
Sherwin never knows what type of problem he'll be confronted with when he picks up the phone. Some callers are lonely and just want to chat. Some have far more serious concerns. Domestic violence, depression, suicidal thoughts.
You're sort of out there with them holding onto a life raft and trying to come up with a way to keep them going and to give them some hope. We do. In fact, we do. We do, for the moment, you know, offer some light.
Volunteers like Sherwin have been answering the hotline since 1970, a tumultuous time for the town of Woodstock. Though its namesake music festival actually was held 60 miles away, the historic hippie gathering transformed the quiet upstate New York community. Broke teenage runaways flocked to the town, trying to keep the spirit of the festival alive. With the idealistic motto of offering help for any problem under the sun, family picked up the slack. Michael Berg, now Family's executive director, came to volunteer in the early days.
They started a thing called the soft landing machine. Whatever drug emergency occurred over the hotline or walk-in, one of us would handle it. And whether it meant going to people's houses and staying with them or going with them to the hospital or just talking them down, it was a time of a lot of bad trips, psychedelic trips.
Back then, the concept of a hotline, with or without a soft landing machine, was very new. The term came from a Cold War safety idea. Two red telephones linking the White House and the Kremlin around the clock in case of a nuclear weapons emergency. Even though the red phones never were installed, hotlines caught on among mental health professionals trying to figure out what to do when clients in crisis telephoned after hours. Despite the popularity of the service, there are no official guidelines on how to run a hotline. And according to hotline consultant Dr. Mary Frances Seeley, not every hotline can serve its purpose, like the time one do-gooder advertised her own home phone number.
She had no training in it to know exactly what to do under certain circumstances. She only had one line coming into the house. She couldn't call for emergency help. You can't put the phone down and say, well, I have to run to my neighbors to call an ambulance. By that time, they'd have hung up on you. So it was a rather foolish endeavor.
Even if anyone can start a hotline, it takes a lot more than a telephone and a willing ear to keep one going. Family of Woodstock's program director, Mark Abramson, says the key to family's endurance has been its ability to cope with the changes Woodstock's gone through since the 69 festival.
It used to be marijuana wafting around. Now hard drugs, unfortunately, are in the community. Heroin has come back. It's actually kind of a tougher atmosphere than it used to be.
The Family Hotline and others like it are doing more than ever to make tough times a little less so for their communities. Family handled a record 36,000 calls last year, and some hotlines are no longer waiting for the telephone to ring. They're making the calls themselves, checking up on elderly, poor, and mentally ill clients with the hopes of keeping a crisis from happening in the first place. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Phillips in Woodstock, New York.